I always get excited about talking to HR leaders. I just think it's fun. I'm intrigued by what you do. And I'm especially intrigued by the intersection of HR work and diversity work. And part of what we're going to be talking about this afternoon is the way in which HR leaders can manage, partner with, drive diversity into the organization in very, very different ways, and how to link diversity work with HR work, and also how to help leaders and line managers understand the difference between the two. You'll hear me talking a bit about how often diversity work is linked as an HR, it's framed as an HR activity. It's all about headcount. It's all about people. It's not all about people. It's not only about headcount. It's about more than that. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. Let me do this. Let me begin by moving to slide number two, where I sort of identify the challenges for HR leaders. I've been doing research and consulting in this work for nearly 20 years now, in a variety of different organizations, a variety of different industries. And there are a few things that I have seen that seem relatively common wherever I go. And if I sort of focus my lens on the experience of HR leaders that I interact with, talk with, and deal with, I see a number of different phenomena, but I just highlighted these four. Number one, I see oftentimes that the diversity work, the diversity mandate, often falls squarely inside the HR leader's area of responsibility. As I said, diversity becomes HR work. And that's a challenge only because diversity is a pretty challenging enterprise to step into. And getting things done, framing it only as HR work, as talent work, sometimes makes it difficult to really move the needle when you need to. So that's one piece that I see as a challenge. The second challenge I see is that frequently diversity gets handed off to HR leaders, and you end up not having the support from your leadership, the structural support that you really need to make anything happen. It's the classic classic responsibility without authority situation. Get it done, but I'm not going to give you what you need to do in order to do it. I see this happen frequently. I also see, as a third element, line management partners who are actually not just neutral, but in fact are resistant to executing on diversity initiatives. And that story is a long and rich story and a very pervasive story around diversity. And we're going to touch on that, too, in terms of this whole idea of doing diversity differently. How do you reduce that kind of resistance? And then finally, as HR leaders, you can't always know the answer to all the diversity questions. I've worked most recently with a client, and done quite a bit of work with the diversity with the HR population around this diversity work. And HR leaders also are trying to learn about diversity. It's the assumption that because it's dropped in the HR plate, that immediately HR leaders become experts. Nothing can be further from the truth. I mean, heck, I'm a diversity professional, and I'm not even an expert. Not really. There's so much to learn. There's so much to understand. And so that whole idea of not knowing all the answers to this to an audience is really asking, oftentimes quite impatiently, what's the answer. That's a big challenge, too. So how do we deal with those challenges? How do we deal with those and others?